From Penn Live and News Talk 104.1, the questions are about non-emergency construction. Will there be a consideration for job sites of less than 10 workers moving forward? And some are concerned with leaving unfinished construction process projects at idle because they could create a hazard.
Yeah, I think, again, with our waiver process, we're trying to apply common sense here. There are also remodeling and construction jobs that places need to put house wrap on or finish a structure so that it's not a problem, a safety hazard for the neighborhood. So I think we need to be smart about this and apply common sense. And it's one of those things that is not a broad one-size-fits-all answer. The idea is that if there is a need, if this is something that really has to be done, and it's something that we can do in a safe and sound manner, then we ought to proceed with it. But again, the overall goal here is to do everything we can to keep from bringing people together, to keep from congregating, to buy time for our healthcare system. If we don't succeed in this, we're not going to be able to do any of the things that we're remodeling or construction. We need to make sure that the first priority is to stem the tide of this disease and buy time.